korban, that there's a psul in the korban itself, there's a psul haguf, then you sarf miyad. Then we say you're allowed to burn the meat right away. What about the dam? Nothing happened to the actual behemoth or the yof itself. Just the dam got spilled out. Or also the bailim. Rashi goinshin nitmo bailim. If the bailim became tummy. V'yapesach kayim. V'yenkan mishach lenu. In a case that just something wrong with the bailim, the owner can't eat the korban right now. But the korban itself is still kosher. In such a case, we don't bring the korban because the bailim can't eat it. That's good. Then tuba tzrosin. Then you first have to wait overnight. You can't burn the korban right now because the guf ha-korban, there's nothing wrong with it. So it's a bizoyin. It's not nice to burn such a kachim. So we have to let it stay overnight. Then it gets a psul ha-guf. It becomes nicer. Then you're allowed to burn it. V'yoytzim l'beis ha-sreifa. Ma'ashen kein. Anything that has a psul ha-guf in it right now, you're allowed to burn it right now. So that's the kasha. According to you, Resh Lakish, that you're telling me now, anytime the kohen doesn't watch truma kachim, there's a psul chal on this thing itself, called hetchadas. Why can't you burn the earth right away? Or Malay, so Resh Lakish sends it back, that's not shver. Hai Tana, this Tana that says that even an oif that has a psul hetchadas, you have to wait overnight, I tell you that Tana goes according to Tana Devei Rabba Baravuhu. That's this Tana, the Omar. That this Tana holds a filo pigul toye nibetzura. He doesn't know from the klal of the other Mishnah. He owes any psul that happened to kachim, even if it's a psul haguf. The Moshe, the Kohen has this korban oilo, and b'shashi shech to the korban, he had in mind that he's going to eat it, or oilo you don't eat, he's going to have in mind to make this rikas dam tomorrow. Not today, he has in mind to make it too late. If he has in mind to make it too late, that's chal a psul pigul. By a psul pigul, even though the korban itself is posel, you're not allowed to use this korban, still he owes toy nibetzura. That's Dvei Rabba Baravu Shita. So according to him, even if you owe Hesach Hadas is called Mamash to Psul Aguf, Sawat. Even though it's Chal Psul in the Eif itself, still this Tana holds. You have to wait overnight. You're not allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait till overnight. So this wouldn't be a kasha on Resh Lakish. Eisve, we have another kasha though. Eisve, Nitmu. In a case that the meat of a kachim, the meat of the animal, korban oil, korban chatis, became tummy, oy shenifsel, or else some other psul, we'll soon say we're going to say it means hesachadas, oy shenifsel abosar, or else the meat became posel, oy sheyotze chutz lekloyim, or else let's say by kachim, moshla korban oil, korban chatis. The halacha is the behema is not allowed to go out of the azorah. If it goes out of the Yazara, the meat becomes posel. It's called the psul yotze. So what happens if the meat, when chutz l'kloyim, went out of the Yazara, is the halacha, Rabbi Elezer Waimer Yizrei. He holds you're still allowed to make the zrikas adam. Because his shita is, even though there's no meat at all the meat becomes posel, so what? Still you're allowed to make the zrikas adam. That's Rabbi Elezer shita. By all the karbonis, true. Usually first you do is make a shchita, you makabel the dam, then you take the blood and you spritz to make a zrik on the mizbeach, and then the karnim take the meat and burn the meat. He holds even the case that the meat became possum, became tomei, became yotzei, that you can't burn the meat later, that has nothing to do with the dam. He holds that the dam is not tomei, the dam is kosher dam, you're allowed to take the dam and make the zrika. That's Rebbe Lezer shchita. We have Yeshua Imeno. He holds lo yizrei. You have Yeshua Shittim is no. You're not allowed to make his Rikas Adam unless you have meat that this Rikas is going to cause the meat either to become Mutta Bachino or else it's going to make the meat Mutta to go on the Mizbeach, like a carbon oil. If you make this Rikas, then you're allowed to burn the meat. See, y'all, you can only make his Rikas Adam if there is some meat that becomes Hutter, becomes Mutta because of this Rikas. If there's no meat to become Mutta because of this Rikas, there's no Din's Rikas. That's Rabbi Yeshua Svara. Yeshua Malay Yizrak. So the Gemara that was made Reb Yeshua, Reb Yeshua that was made Shim Zorak. Let's say B'dieved, the Kohen went and took this dam. Again, he made a korban chatis, and he catched the blood. Everything was very good. Just the meat now, the Kohen by mistake took the meat outside the Mizbeach. So the meat becomes posel. You're not allowed to burn that meat anymore. So according to Reb Yeshua, sweet shiter is, you're not supposed to make this Rik Ridam. You can't take the blood and put it on the Mizbeach. But B'dieved, though, if you did it, Shim Zorak Hurtza. That B'dieved, though, you should know it is Merutza, that the carbon is a good carbon. That's what Yeshua says. Now, my Nifsel, what's the first case? It says what happened. Either the meat became Tomei. Now, if the meat became Tomei, that's very good why B'dieved is kosher. Because there's a cloud that the tzitz is Meratzim. Anytime the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz, that's always meratz on a psul tomei. Even though the meat or even the dam will become tomei, metchili you're not supposed to bring it, but the dievado, if you bring it, it's kosher. That's the new cloud that sits as meratz by the psul tomei. So by tomei it's good. But then it says, Oishenifsal abosom. The meat became posel, also it's good. For the Gemara, my nifsal, what does it mean the meat became posel? La vesechadas. Doesn't it mean, the chura, that was hesechadas, the kahanim stopped watching it. They didn't watch the meat. So it became a psul hesechadas. That's what happened to the meat. And still we say that v'dieved, if the kohen made his rikas adam, the korban is good. Now, Iyarmit Bishlayif, you're going to tell me that psule tumheve, if the psul of hesechadas, if the kohen took his mind off, he stopped watching the kochim, so the psul hesechadas, you know what kind of psul it is? It's a suffix, maybe became tummy. So even if it did become tummy, it's very good. Hainu de mishkachas lo demratetzitz. It's very good what Yeshua says, that b'dieved, if you brought this korban, the korb, if you made this rika, the korban is good. Because the klal is, the tzitz is maratze b'dieved on psul tummy. So if hesechadas is only a psul that maybe the meat became tummy, it's very good. Because even if the meat did become tummy, so what? The tzitz that the kohen gadol wears makes it as if there's no psul tummy. But the evidence, if you do the zrika is kosher. Either the psul tummy involved, the tzitz is maratze. We look as if the tummy doesn't matter. Eli yarmit, but if you're going to tell me psul agufeve, you're going to tell me like Rish Lakish learns. That when the kohanim take their mind off the kochim, there's a new psul called psul agufchal now, amai hurtzitzitz. The chud is a new type of psul. It's called the psul of hetzachadas. So already Yeshua Shita is that if you don't have any meat here, you're not allowed to make this rikum. So why did the evid is this rikum kosher? Why should it be kosher for the evid? The meat is not here. There's a psul hetzachadas on the meat. The meat should be psul. What's the heter? Why is it good? So chutz arayt Rabbi Yochanan. Have the Gemara know. I tell you, my nifsul. When the beginning of the Braisa says there that the meat became posel, it doesn't mean with hesechadas. Because according to Rish Lakish, if there was a psul hesechadas, even by the Yeved, the Zrika would not help, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because since that meat has a psul, it's like the meat is not here. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't have the meat, the Zrika doesn't help. But I'll tell you, what's the pshat in the Braisa, my nifsum? Nifsa b'tfu yoyim. It means that a tfu yoyim touched the meat. A tfu yoyim means somebody that was tameh. And he went to the mikveh ready, but it doesn't become Torah Lagarmi until Harish Shemesh. So before it came nighttime, he touched the kochim. It said already the case. It said either nitmo or shenifsal abosar. So if you're telling me nifso means that it's full yom touched the meat, that's mamish like nitmo. That's not so shver. Trei gavnei tomei. It's talking about two different cases how it became tomei. One case is a real sheretz touched the meat. The meat mamish became tummy, and then oishenifsu means it didn't really become tummy because the tfu yoim already went to the mikvah. So he can't make a rishon or a shen l'tumah. At most, he makes a shlishi. So that's called only psul. That's why it calls a psul. A tfu yoim can only make like a shlishi. So that's why it only calls it a psul. It doesn't call it a real tummy. Can I give some more water, maybe? So the kiss of the Bible, there's no kash and Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish learns, no, it's not the new psul, the psul aguf. That's where Rish Lakish learns. So good, so according to Rav Sheshes Zechura, Rav Sheshes Pshat only came out good according to Rabbi Yechanan. That Rav Sheshes says, came out good according to Rish Lakish, no. So Rav Sheshes said, what was the Pshat in the first Braisa that said again, that if you have these seeds of Truma, that was Tamei, and now you planted it, so the Mishnah says when you plant it, it's not Matamar anymore. The Tumah goes off it, but still it's also teeded. Now Rosh Hashanah said, what does it mean it's also teedit? I mean it's also for Kohen teedit. Why? Because it's a psul haguf of psul hesechadas. So according to Rosh Lakish, that's very good. There's a new psul hesechadas, so even though you planted it, that psul doesn't go off. But in Echonami, Rosh Hashanah was not saying his pshat according to Rabbi Yechonon. Because according to Rabbi Yechonon, even though these seeds has a psul hesechadas, but hesechadas only means that a suffix maybe became tamei. But if you planted it now, even if it was Vadei Tomei, the Tumah goes off it. So Mela, this doesn't go according to Rabbi Yechonon. So tomorrow, Ki Solek Ravin, when Ravin went up to Eretz Yisrael, Omro L'Shmaite Kaimed Rabbi Yimya, he said over this halacha that Rosh Hashanah said in front of Rabbi Yimya. He told them how Rishayshes answers our Shver Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, even after you plant the Truma, you're not allowed to eat the Truma. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, V'yomar, B'vav loyi tap tipshoi, the people in Bovel are tipshim, Mishum diyasvi baro de chashucho, because they sit in a dark land, is amrisu shmata to the mechashchu. They say like black learnings. No, he holds what you're saying is wrong. So Rashi says, Bovel was amuka, was in a valley, deep. So therefore wasn't so light there. Notice he didn't like the Teretz. Yeah. Now what did he answer? He said, Lo shmi lechu. Now what was Akasha? Akasha was, the Mishnah says, if you have these seeds of Truma, that was tummy, and you planted it, so the Mishnah says, these seeds now cannot be matama something else. Mashma, the Tumma went off it. But still you're not allowed to eat it. So you had Akasha, why can't you eat it? Lechur, even though it's still called Truma midrabonon, but Lechur it's Tor, since it's not matama something else, why can't the Kren eat it? That was bothering us. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says the Pashut HaTeretz. He says a Nupshat. He says, Miloy Shmi Lecho. Yiloy Shmi Lecho, Hod the Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Didn't you hear what Rav Shimon ben Lakish said over Mishmed Rabbi Shia? That he said over Nu Alok in the name of Rabbi Shia. It's an Alok like this. Mei HaChag. That's called on Sukkis when they bring the Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach HaMayim is you're supposed to fetch water before Yom Tif. And you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then on Yom Tov you pour it on the Mizbeach. Now the loch was, let's say Yom Tov Sukkot, first they came out on Shabbos, they're not allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos, because you have to carry the water outside, bring it inside, that was through Rosh Hashanah. So what they used to do is they used to fetch the water Erev Shabbos, and leave it in the Beis HaMikdash, and then on Shabbos Sukkot, they would make the Nisach HaMayim. They would pour the water over the Mizbeach. Now in a case where it came out on Shabbos, so they fetched the water yesterday, they had to watch the water now overnight. Shenetmo, let's say overnight something happened, the water became tummy. Now you're not allowed to use talmudic water for nisach hamayim. So what's the eitzah to make this water tor? Hashikon, there's an eitzah of hashaka. Hashaka means if you have water that's tummy, what you do to make it tor is put it into a mikvah that when it gets to top level, that the mikvah water and the water inside the kli touch, that's called hashaka. They just like kiss, they meet, that's metairit. You don't have to have the whole water goes into the mikvah. It's a new halacha. As long as you put the water inside the mikvah, that just the top two waters meet, just touch, even though the water didn't spill into the mikvah, it automatically becomes Torah. That's called hashaka. There's a new halacha. That's daima, like planting our seeds of truma. This is a called lashon of a zriya also. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, explains it. The third line of the big lines. Meyachag. When it came out Shabbos, Yom Tov, used to fetch the water Erev Shabbos. When the water became tamei, it was a big tirchum. So they used to fetch it. They used to fetch before Shabbos, but if it became tamei, to get new water was a big tirchum. Therefore, they wanted to make it Tor. How could they make it Tor? They made Ashoka right now in the Yama Samayim, Sheba Azorim. What does that mean? This is the way you're planting the water in the mikvah. When the water level reaches the top of the mikvah, the two waters meet together. It's considered like the water in the kli is mechuba to the mikvah, ubatlu. It's like zoris, like planted in the mikvah. This water now becomes bottled to the mikvah water. Lechura, this is a dindi raisa. That's the way you metari water that's tummy. If you have regular water that's tummy, when you want to metari it, just put it into the mikvah and just let the waters touch one another and automatically it's tor. So that's the eitzur also. You have this water you fetched. So it's a big tircha on Shabbat to get in the water. So they used to use this water and just put it into the mikvah. Now the din is like this. Meyachag shenitmo heshikon. V'yachag kachek deshon. Then later, after you made the Torah, then you amakdish it. Heis matila Friday, they fetched the water. But they didn't make it kedusha hegdish. They just found fetched the water and let it stay. And then it became tamei. So when the water is still chulin, now that the din you can make hashokah. Then Torah, then it's good. What about Hegdishon? Let's say first, when you fetch this water to use for the Nisach HaMayim, you are makdish it. The Chura either means bepeh, either with your mouth, or else you put it into a Kli Sharis right away, that the Kli Sharis was makdish it. So the kids say, you are makdish this water, the water became Hegdish's water. The Yachakach HaShekim, and then the water became Tomei, And now that the water, Hegdish, is Tomei, you want to be Metairit, you put it into the mikvah, it is Alocha Tomeiim, nothing doing. The water does not become Tor, it still remains Tomei. That's the din. Now the kasher is Michti, let's see what's going on here. Zriyaninu. Now that you put this Tomadik water into the mikvah, Luchura, you like sowing this water into the mikvah. Mali Yashikon Dachakachagdeshon, what do I care if the water was Chulin first, and then later you make it Hegdish? Mali Agdeshon, what's the difference if first when you fetched the water first, you made it Hegdish? So you have Hegdish stick of water here. The Yachakach, and then the water became Tomei, and now you're putting it into the mikvah. But Hashikon, you're still making Ashoka. Like, what do I care if the water is Hegdish or not? Luchur, there's Alocha. Then you have Tomadik of water. The way to make the water Tor is just let the waters meet with the mikvah water. So why does the Mishnah Siddin here say that if it's Hegdish, it doesn't become Tor? Alma, what do we see? A Chumra Midrabonin Ein Zriya LeHegdish. That even though really it should become Tor, Midrabonin though there's a Chumra. Ain't real Hegdish. If the water was Hegdish to water, and this water became Tomei, you don't have this heter to make Zriya, to like plant it in the mikvah. So you see there's such a chumrah that the water remains Tomei. I tell you, Hochinami, the same shot is by our Mishnah here also. Ain't Zriya la Truma. I tell you, Midrabbanan, there's a Mila to say that Zriya, if you plant the seed of Truma, even though when you plant it, really Midiraisa becomes Tor. And that's why the Mishnah says this seed now can't be Matama something else, but Midrabbanan though it still remains Tomei. It itself remains Tomei. But Truma, there's a Mila, it itself remains Tomei. That's why the Mishnah says, good, that's Surum Lechol. A Kain is not allowed to eat it. Because Midrabbanan though, it still has a Din Tumor on it. Just like you see by Kotchim, you say this Svara, who are Din by Truma also, there's such a Mila Midrabbanan. And Rashi says, Rashi ain't zriyah lehegdish letayroi bekach. The maila also bekodeshim. The rabbanon made a special maila, special like a din here. Hochi nami, the same teretz I give you ain't zriyah letruma. The maila also. The rabbanon made a new chumra here that by truma, if you have truma tumeya and now you put the seed in the ground and plant it, so true midyarai, so the tumah goes off it. It's bottled to the ground. Now like Rashi said, it lost the shei moichum. The tumah goes off it. That's why this seed now is not metama something else. But midrabbanan though, you're not allowed to eat the seed though. Why? Because midrabbanan there's a mila that the tumah still remains. So that's the poshut pshat now first mishnah. That's the way Rabbi Yirmiyah learned pshat now mishnah. Good. So that's a good teretz. Right. So tomorrow, Yossi Ravdimi Okama Lo Laishmaitato. He said over this halacha. Omla Yabai, Yabai asked him a shala like this. That you're saying by Hegdishir, when you collected the water to make the Nisach HaMayim with it, so saying if you first makdish it, then it became Tomei, you cannot take off that Tumah. Is it only because Hegdashim Bekli Komer? Is it only because you fetch the water in a Kli Sharis? And when you put something in a Kli Sharis that you want to use it there, the Kli Sharis has the right to be Mekadish it. That's a strong Kedusha. It's called the Kedusha that comes a Kli Sharis. A Kli Sharis means the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that the Kahanim used to do the Avodah with it. That has the Kedusha Zaguf on it. But maybe if you didn't use a Kli Sharis, you just fetched it in a regular jar, and with your mouth now you said, I want this water to become Hegdish. So it's true the water becomes Hegdish, but maybe that type of the Hegdish, the Rabbonin didn't make any Milo. Oiduma, Bepeh Nami Ovid Rabbonin Milo. That was a suffix. Or maybe no. Not only if you mekadesh the water in a Kli Sharis, but it would then if you fetched the water in a regular jar, a Chulin Dika jar, and now you just said with your mouth, I want to make this water Hegdish. It's also called Hegdish. And Rabbanan said on this water, now if it becomes Tomei, even if you put it in the mikvah, it does not become Tor. Rabbanan made a mile even by Kedushas HaPeh. That was a suffix. So Rashi explains. Rashi, Kli Sharis Kamri. The Chivon de Kedusha and Hain, the Kedusha Saguf Avdinu. A Kli Sharis makes it a Kedusha Saguf. Melo Ovid Rabbanan Milo. Ava Mishem Kedushas Peh. Demolam Bekli Choyl. You fetch the water in a regular keli. L'shem Chag. L'yavdu L'maylam. Umanu L'washakam. If you just did it with your mouth, it's not called a Kedushas Aguf. So maybe there they didn't make the Milo. That was a suffix. Omaleh, he answered back, Zuloi Shemati. I didn't hear a Teretz to exactly your Shaila. But Kiyotze Boi Shemati. I heard something similar to this. And from this, I'll bring your raya to you, Alocha. What do I hear? The Yomer of Avua, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, and Novim Shenitmo. This is the halacha we had before. If you have grapes, that were tummy. A sheretz went and touched the grapes. The grapes are tummy. The halacha is Dorchon. You're allowed to now squeeze out the grapes, get the juice, and the juice now is Mamish Tor. The Yachak Kachek Deshon, and then you will makdish it later. Here's halacha Torim. The juice is Torah, like we learned before. That since, and we'll soon see, like we learned before, we're talking about the grapes are only exactly a kibetza, not more. So as soon as you squeeze out the grapes, when the juice starts to come out, the grape now is less than the size of a betza, of an egg. Therefore, it doesn't have enough of a size to metama the juice. Therefore, the juice is Torah. And you're even allowed to use it for the yayin nesach, for nesach yayin. Now, this is only if you weren't marked the shit first. What about Hegdishon? Let's say you have these grapes, that you are makdish the grapes. You said, Arezu Hegdish. And the grapes became tummy. The Yachakach Dorchen, and now you go and squeeze out the grapes, is Dalocha Tumeim. The grapes are still tummy. Why? Because it's a milah. The Rabbanah made a milah here, that even though by squeezing it out, really the juice should be tar, the Rabbanah made a chumah to say no. The juice also becomes tummy. That's the milah of the Rabbanah. Now, v'yanovim, you have these grapes. How does these grapes become hegdishir? The kedusha is peninu. There's no din to put grapes in the kli sharis. If you put grapes in the kli sharis, the kli sharis will not be mekadoshit. A kli sharis is only mekadosh something that it's used in that kli. The mosha by dam, or else by nisach hamayim. Since you're going to use this kli to fetch the water and spill the with this kli the water on the mizbeach, then if it goes in the kli sharis is mekadosh the water. But if you put grapes in the kli sharis, that you don't use grapes in the kli sharis. It has no use there. Then the kli sharis is not mekadosh the grapes. So the grapes doesn't have a kedusha from the kli sharis. How was the grapes kodesh? Because with your mouth. You said, I raised the hegdish. I want to be makdish these grapes. And stafilu hachi, still the din is, of the rabbana milo. The rabbana made a special chumah here, that even though now you take a grape that's less than a kezayis, and now you're going to squeeze out the juice, that really the din is the juice should be torn. Here we say it's tummy. So you see the rabbanan made my list even by kedushas apeh. Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef gets the back. Maybe there's no raya from here. I tell you, I'm not from Kamrit. All the brisa before us, all the Rav Avua said was, if you have grapes that you are pressing out. Now, what type of grapes are we talking? Anovim Kamrit, Hocha bi Anovim Shel Trumas Tinen. Who said we're talking about a kedusha of hegdish? We're talking about these grapes for truma maybe. The kedushas teh ditu, kedushas kli damia. I tell you, by truma, there's no din of a kli sharis by truma. The only way you can make something truma is only by teh. So avad the rabbanan made milas by truma. So avad, even though you only said a raise the truma with your mouth, that's the only thing you could do. You can't do a bigger truma than that. Avalhani, mashenkin by kochim the boy kli. There are certain things that you do use in a kli sharis, and when you put it into kli sharis, the kli sharis is mekaneshit that it gets the kedushas aguf. Much of this water here, this nisach hamayim. If you stam say with your mouth, Arezu Hegdish, it comes Hegdish, that the value of it is Hegdish. But the goof is not Kaddish. When you put it into a kli sharis now, it's going to be used in this kli. You're going to, from the kli, you're going to spill it on the mizbeach. The kli is Makadish, that the goof of the water becomes Hegdish. That's like a bigger than Hegdish. So here I have a shayla. Avalhani deboy kli, bepele yavad rabbana maila. But maybe something that has a bigger mus kedusha, like a kli sharis, maybe then if you only made a smaller hegdish, like kedusha saper, maybe the other rabbanon didn't make a milo. It's by truma that the only kedusha you have by truma is only speaking out with your mouth. Harezu truma. Pshita the rabbanon made milos by truma. But by hegdish, maybe the rabbanon only made a milo by hegdish, where it has the biggest most kedusha of the kedushas of a kli sharis. Where it only has a kedusha of peh, maybe the other rabbanon did not make the milo. So you have no raya. So good, there's no raya. So the more now, Dorchon, Dorchon, so the water above who is saying Rav Yechanan, that we have these grapes that are tomei, squeeze them out and they become tor. Is mashma v'afilu tuva. Mashma, even if you have a lot of grapes, you can squeeze out a whole big bunch. For the Gemara, Omiyam Rav Yechanan Hachi, is it true that Rav Yechanan say like this? For Yom Rav Yechanan, before we had Rav Yechanan said, Anovim shenitzmo. True, we have grapes that became tomei, Dorchon, I'll give you an eitzum, that the wine that comes out of the grapes are tor. What's the Yetzer? Dorchon pochus pochus mikabetzum. Make sure each cluster of grapes that you have is less than a betzum. So therefore, as soon as you squeeze it out, the juice that comes out, what did it touch? It touched the grape. The grape now is less than a kibetza. The locher is an oichel, that's tameh, cannot be metam as something else unless it has the size of a kibetza. So since the grapes are less than a beta, it's not matam of the juice that comes out. So that's what we said before. It's only if the grapes are less than a beta. But if the grapes are more than a beta, it doesn't help you. Because when you squash out the grapes and the juice comes out, it touches the grapes. And if the grapes is more than the size of the beta, it's matam of the juice. So how come here you say, no matter what size it is, squeezing out the grapes, the juice is tor, chutzah stira. And the Gemara, boy, you send one territory, boy, you send if you want to, I'll tell you, hochinami, pochus, pochus, mikabetza. He also only means here less than a beitzah. He doesn't mean more than a beitzah. Even though he says tam, havadi samech on what he said before. Only pochas mika beitzah. The boy is saying another teretz is, I'll tell you, hosam dinogulu berishan. Before we're talking about that the grapes touch the rishan. Therefore the grapes become a sheni. The evilu inu sheni. The grape is a sheni. And therefore when the grape touches the liquid, that's why it can make a shlishi by truma. Hocha, we're talking about the Nogel B'Sheni. Here we're talking about that these grapes touch the Sheni L'tumah. The Evelu Shlishi. The what are the grapes? They're a Shlishi. So a Shlishi doesn't make a Revi. So no matter how big the grapes are, if you squeeze it, it's not Matama, the juice. Because the juice doesn't become Revi from a Shlishi. Yeah. So Kitzi still blinds by Yishayla. Yishayla was, did they make these milas even by Gdusha Saper or not? We have no right for that. Omar Rav, Zok Rav, Afana Namitinina. I'll also bring you a raya. So Rashi learns the second line to the bottom. Afana Namitinina, the Yavid Rabbona Maila Bekodeshim, the Afilab Gdusha Saper. Rashi learns, I'll bring you now a raya to our Shailam. Even when Yoni made something Kodesh with your mouth, still, even though Midirais, it should be Torah, it should be this, the Rabbona made Chumris about Kodeshim. What's the raya? Tanina, we learned like this. The pasuk says, "V'nosen olav mayim chayim el keli." When you're getting the water for the may par, when you have a paraduma, you're supposed to what? First, fetch water from the well, live water from a live well, and then put the ashes of the paraduma inside it. So v'dashin shetech yusan v'kli. That means the water has to always be live water in the kli. That means you have to use the kli itself that you're going to pour the ashes into. This kli you have to take down to the well, get mayim chayim, live water, fetch it in this kli, then take the kli back and put the ashes into this kli. But you can't fetch the water in one kli and then pour it into another kli and make the efer chattas in this kli. There's mashma shetehei chiyusin b'kli. That means the original water that went into the kli has to stay in that kli. You can't pour it from one kli to another kli. That's one drusha. Like Rashi says, from the well. You can't collect from another one and put into here. The cost of the pasuk says in the mercy of item. The pasuk also says vinosan. The pasuk says vinosan all of mayim. Vinosan means you put al matlushim nino. The pasuk poshnas mashman no. Even if you collected the water with one kli. Now you pour it from that kli into another kli, and in the second kli, you're allowed to put the efer chatis. That's the din midiraisa. So what's pshat the first halacha with Dashni now? No, you're supposed to use the kli itself. Aiva mechubarim ninu. It's mechubar. Chutzestira, two drushes. One drush was mashma. You're supposed to use the same kli that you fetch the water with. You have to put the ashes inside it. And the other drush of Vinosan is no. Fetch it with one kli, and then pour it over. Like Rashi says, "V'noson de mashma tolushim de mutal lemloisam mekli achar v'yarim l'teichze." It's mashma. No, you're allowed to fetch the water with one kli and pour the water into the and then pour it into another kli and put the ashes. So it's a stira. Ella, what? How do you have to answer the stira? Ella, Mila, I tell you, midiraisa vada.